We were talking yesterday about the lochos of when a mistake which the Baal Kore made, which we asked, caused him to either to point out at the moment and correct him at that moment, but not require him to go back. And which mistakes the halachas will require him to go back and correct it, even if there's another liya, even if it's kriyas haTorah has been completed, he would have to go back and correct. So we mentioned yesterday that the Ramos says the difference between something where the understanding of the pasuk is changed by the mistake that the person has made. This creates an akula also. The Ramos shita is, let's say, if a person forgot a vav. But it's clear from the pasuk that means that the pasuk, we would translate the pasuk even without the vav, with the word and. That's what the pasuk means. By the Berashav Mashalim or. Okay, that's a different question. We'll leave that also for a second. But the case where vav is missing, ve'im, im means it's a new thought. So it's clearly and if. So the word, even if a person left out the vav of ve'im and said im, according to the Ramah, the person would not have to go back. Again, on the spot, we would correct him. But if he went further, he would not have to go back. And he gives examples where, which are even beyond that, the word Mitzrayim, and referring to the nation of Mitzrayim, referring to the people of Mitzrayim, Mitzriyim. So either those chalukim will not be a problem. Those type of examples. Even says even the name Aharon. If a person left out, he dropped the first syllable of the word Aharon. He said Aharon. He said Aharon. So you just heard Aharon. Aharon. We know who he's referring to. He's referring to Aharon HaKohen. We know who he's referring to. Even though he left out the first syllable, he dropped the first syllable. He just said Aharon. According to the Ramah, the person will not go back. That's a kula that the Ramah introduces. The Grah has difficulty with this. And he says in these scenarios where you're actually not reading the word properly, he thinks you would have to go back. But the Ramah says you don't have to go back. Now, we do have to point out that the Bir Halacha points out that the word hichbadati means I made heavy. What does ani hichbadati mean? I made heavy. So let's say the person leaves out the word ani. Well, according to the Ramah, there's no difference in the pirush of the pasuk. If you drop a whole word, that the Ramah agrees you have to go back. Even according to the Ramah, where it didn't change the pirush of what the pasuk is saying, but since you dropped a whole word, in that situation, a person would have to go back. One last point on this. This halacha that you have to go back applies Shabbos. You have to read the whole Kriyas HaTorah. What about on a Monday and a Thursday, which we mentioned that the Iker Kriya is 10 Psukim. And there was more than 10 Psukim in the Kriya. So even if you lost that word, therefore that Pasuk, you still have 10 Psukim. Do you have to go back? Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, and Shabbos by Mincha. In those situations, is there a halacha of going back? So there's actually a halacha which says later on, if the Baal Kari skipped the Pasuk, he skipped the whole pasuk by Monday and Thursday or by Shabbos Mincha. As long as there are 10 psukim, he does not have to go back. So he skipped the whole pasuk. So if he read a word wrong, it should be the same halacha. The Bir Halacha is possibly not. If a person skips the whole pasuk, he skipped the whole pasuk. If a person reads a word of the Torah incorrectly and therefore he's thereby giving off a message, the Torah saying X, and really the Torah saying Y, that's improper and we have to correct that. So if it's a mistake which we're coming a wrong way with an improper understanding, that has to be corrected and you would have to go back, possibly. Or maybe it's the same thing as you lost the pasuk, so he remains with the Tzarech Ian in that situation. He's not clear what the halacha is to do. The Bir Halacha is not clear what's in that situation. On a Monday and a Thursday, the person made a mistake. They didn't correct them. There's 10 psukim, and they get to the end of the kriya, and they finish the kriya. We have to go back and correct that or not. Or the person's in the first leader, there was a mistake. Second person gets up. Does he have to go back and read that pasuk or not? So that he remains with a tzarechi and what to do in that situation. Have a good morning.